Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Got the wrong song. Victory in Jesus. I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning and his precious blood's atoning, and I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, and about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
How good to be out on a day that's free from snow and ice, on a day that the temperature is above the freezing mark. Praise the Lord and thank him for all of his goodness in those little things. However, I know we're still dealing with these folks battling the whatever, from pneumonia to the sinuses and everything else. We want to continue pray healing for those who need a healing touch from the Lord. For those of us who are able to be here this morning, welcome. Let's put our heart and soul into praising the Lord and being blessed by him, but in the same way blessing him, because he is worthy of all praise and all glory. So welcome. Father, we call our church family to worship together today in the name of Jesus. And truly, any victory and all victory is in him. It's not about us, but about him. We give you praise. We give you glory. We confess our need of you. We confess our dependence upon you. And we're so thankful that you looked beyond our faults, saw our need, and met that need through Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily by the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all and all. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Blood of Jesus, for my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus, for my cleansing, this I plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
seated. Well, today is our third Sunday where we celebrate the Lord's Supper together. In just a few minutes, we will be sharing communion, and all who trust in Jesus as your Savior are invited to come to this table. Want to follow up on some ongoing issues because of the weather and various things that this time of the year alter schedules a little bit. You might remember that we did reschedule our elders and deacons meeting from last week until this coming Sunday, the 28th, here at 6 p.m. All the other information about what we'll be discussing and things we need to go over still remains the same. And also a reminder once again that we as leaders do need your input and your prayers so that we might work together. So please, please give heed to that announcement, those who need to attend the meeting and those who would like to share with your leaders your thoughts. Hopefully we'll be back on schedule this week with Wednesday night adult Bible study and youth group. So that is scheduled, and the Bible study will be the same as was scheduled for this past Wednesday, which is 1 John chapter 2. We have always, for several years, had at least an annual staff meeting, if not twice, so we have scheduled this year's staff meeting for February 10th, once again in the meeting room at the Bright Leaf restaurant upstairs. It will be a catered breakfast followed by our meeting and planning from all the various staff members and departments that work within the church throughout the year. All of our paid staff, of course, are expected to be there, and our volunteer staff, we certainly hope and plan for you to come. And if you are in doubt as to whether or not you're one who should be there, ask me, and I will let you know that, yes, your presence would be much needed. So that's planned for February 10th. There is an invitation to our ladies for a women's conference January 27th. That's this coming Saturday. There is a full detail posted on the bulletin board. Announcements that you have, raise your hand, be recognized, and we will hear from you what's going on in the church body, things needed for prayer or reminders that we all need. I will mention for prayer while we're getting the microphone live and hot. I spoke to a friend who he and his wife were very helpful in the very first church where Colleen and I pastored together when I was 21 years old. His wife is in the hospital with congestive heart failure. She's at Norton's in Louisville. Her name is Christine Tapp. And I told George when I talked to him yesterday we would mention her for prayer. And he said, I really, really appreciate that. You know, I'm getting to that stage where folks, he said, I have a question for you. And I thought I knew what was coming. He said, well, Christine and I have been talking and want to know if you'd preach our funeral when that time comes. And I said, George, you're going to make me cry. There are too many folks that we've known for a long time. But I said, I hope maybe Christine's going to get a little better. And so we'll pray for her, Christine Tapp. Gail?
Well, first I have a praise report. I'm going to Mexico to see Adina this week.
Well, good for you.
But then I also have a prayer request because I'm one of those people that got the chest congestion and head cold and all that. I'm also one of those people that my ears don't pop on flights, which is extremely painful. So if I don't get my head congestion cleared out, that's just going to make it worse. So I just covet everybody's prayers for the healing of the congestion and safe travels.
Amen.
This week has been an interesting week. My son and his wife, she's now a permanent resident. We finally got, yeah, that takes a while to do all that. And then, so they're really excited that she'll get to work. That Richie's happy she can work, and she's happy now she could leave the country if she wanted to go visit family. And then Rich had a good report, and that's another praise report. And then I had an encounter with a deer. So it wasn't horrible or anything. He hit me, George. I saw George out in the parking lot on Friday, and I said, I hit a deer. And he goes, no. He looked at it. He goes, the deer hit you. And I didn't even realize till yesterday morning I was getting ready to leave that my mirror was gone. I didn't even notice. How would you not notice? I don't know. So pray that the insurance wants to pay or however that goes. I haven't dealt with it on anything like this.
Joyce Sanders called this morning and asked if I could get Mike to cover her for communion. She's having severe shoulder pain, and she thought maybe it would go away this morning, but she tried playing and couldn't, so she asked for prayer this morning for that.
Things for my friend Liz have not gotten any better. The word is that she'll be coming home to Frankfort with hospice pretty soon. So I just ask that you continue prayers for her.
Amen.
Yes, this is a praise report. My son Rusty, his finger is starting to heal up real good. He's back to work and everything. And he just said, he just wanted me to say thank you to everybody that's been praying for him. And I just thank the Lord that, you know, he didn't lose his finger. So just thank you all.
A couple things. My mom and dad are back on their own. My sister had been with them for a couple weeks, and of course my mom had the pelvic break. She's healing, thank the Lord, she's healing very well from everything we can tell, and my sister thinks she's doing a lot better. So they're back on their own, so pray for them. And then Paula's sister, younger sister Marianne is, pardon? Mm-hmm. She's contemplating a move out here. She's getting really serious about it, and pray for that situation. And she'd just like to be more around family, so forth. And anyway, just pray for Marianne and her situation. Thank you.
Will you bow together with me as we contemplate all these things that have been shared this morning? Father, we come before you to lift every one of these burdens from our hands into your hands. For the good reports, and there are many, we give you thanks. However you chose to bring about the good, Father, we give you the praise and the glory. We pray for those who are awaiting test results. We pray for those who need healing. We lift them up before you today. Every name that's been mentioned in this assembly this morning, Lord, the ones that haven't been mentioned, the ones that we know of today, specifically in our church family here, who are sick with illnesses that need your healing touch, we lift them up before you. And so, Father, it is with thanksgiving that we come before you bringing our requests. We come before the throne of grace boldly, not because of us, but because Jesus has paved the way and invited us to come in our time of need of help. And so these things, Father, we do bring before you, and we lay them down at your feet. Thank you for the answers that have come and the answers that will come. Continue to lead us, Father, through this day as we share communion together, as we share the Lord's Supper together. May we be drawn together and drawn closer to you. Forgive us, Father, of our sins. For your word says if we confess those, you're faithful and just to forgive us. Help us to be very personal and very, very definite as we talk to you personally in our hearts as we prepare for communion. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Birthdays, the 27th, Hope Hack is having a birthday. Happy birthday, Hope. And I think that was all for this week, as far as I know. And if we haven't forgotten anything, we'll ask the worship team to come and share a song to prepare us for our communion service together today. I will mention, and you probably already know it, but for those of you who see Debbie Smith moving about, she may be looking for you to hand out your year-end statements of giving. So I would announce that for her. She is at the back, and as she can catch you, you will receive those. So thanks for that giving throughout the year. It's been blessed, and we have had all to meet our needs and plenty to give and support missions and to meet our needs. We thank the Lord for that. We didn't have to bend or twist arms. God moved in everybody's heart to give as they purposed. Let's stand together as we prepare for communion. you to go ahead and please be seated as we prepare for communion and ask those who are going to help serve today to come and prepare. You always search for a communion meditation. There are some that are printed, some that come straight from Scripture. Some may be just what you feel on your heart at the moment. All the time in preparation for communion this morning, I just kept going back to what I would call the basics of life. I think the older you get, the more you do that. And you realize that when you're younger, it's just almost impossible to think about the real basics of life. And so I just ask us this morning, what is it that's important in your life and in my life? What is it that's really important? What consumes most of your thinking, your worries, your concerns? It's kind of like, what is life really all about? There are all kinds of philosophies and all kinds of speculations. Most people adopt one that they can live with. But ultimately, from the position of faith and the direction of the Bible, it is this, that life is temporary at best. Time flies. We're born as the writer of Ecclesiastes said, there's a time to be born and a time to die. What then? Do we just cease to exist? Is there an eternity out there somewhere where we will live forever in one form or another? And if there is there hope? And if there is hope, where is it? And the Bible makes it clear. The hope is in Jesus. It really is, when all is stripped away, all about Him. He is, was, and always will be God. He came to this earth as a man and lived a perfect life and shed His blood, representing the ultimate that anyone could give to pay for sins that you and I have committed. And it's so simple that it almost is an insult to our intelligence that God says, trust in what I've done for you and put your faith in my Son, and you will have eternal life. Knowing the importance of this, Jesus instituted what we celebrate as the Last Supper, and the cup represents the blood that was shed and is the seal of this new covenant, this new promise. Have you noticed today we've been singing about promises and about the blood? The essentials of what God has done. So take a moment this morning as we eat the bread and drink the cup to just think about what's really, really, really important in your life. What really, really counts. Well, it's appropriate to bless this bread and to bless this cup, and then we're invited to share it with one another and to do it in remembrance of Jesus. As long as we live, until He comes again. So, George, would you bless the bread? And I'm going to ask Vance to bless this cup, and we'll give thanks, and then we'll partake.
Father, we're just so, so, so grateful for the price that You paid to purchase us back, that we could be called the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Thank You for the broken body and this bread that represents so well the broken body of Christ. Father, today, that every person would experience a newness that only comes from You and only comes from grace. As we kneel before You this morning, as we stand before You and partake of the communion, Jesus be glorified.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you sent your word and it became manifest as your Son, Jesus Christ. You love us so much that when you sent your Son, your only Son, to die for us, that we may be with you eternally. And as your Son Jesus died on the cross, and his blood was separated from his body, and life left him, we receive this bread and this wine, this body and this blood, so that Jesus may live in us. Yeah. And we thank you for that. And one way that we show that we love you is to obey you, and you commanded us to remember this Last Supper, to remember your Son, Jesus Christ. And we do that today and ask you to bless this wine representing the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Mike is going to minister in music this morning in Joyce's absence, as Rock announced. And once he has started to play, I ask you to take just another moment of personal meditation and then feel free to come and share the bread and the wine.
Thank you. yourselves, Lord. Thank you. We love you. Thank you.
Words of Jesus at the Last Supper kept running through my mind during today's communion service. And it was running through my mind in a way maybe different than ever before. As they gathered for that supper, he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this supper with you." If I could ever truly grasp the measure of the Father's desire to have a relationship with each of us, it would be overwhelming. Jesus so desired to just be with those men in that moment. And this morning, my heart was touched. It was like he was saying the same thing. This is, in a sense, an upper room because there is one down below. It was like we believe he's alive, that through the Holy Spirit he's with us. And I sensed him saying, "If you only knew how much I desire to have fellowship with you, to eat with you, to be with you, that you would know how much I care." It was a blessing to me today to sense that and to see that little statement in new light. May the Lord be blessed for all of his grace to us. Well, we'll dismiss our children to children's church and then remind again when church is over, we'll escort those youngsters back over so they will know the time.